healthy, you can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? You're listening to the WLNW Sports Network at the half as the USA Patriots hosting the Ubly Bearcats tonight in week number one. And so far, it is the Ubly Bearcats leading by 14 points, 20-6. But in the meantime, we listen in to the marching Patriots on the field right now with their halftime spectacular. Listening to the WLNW Sports Network presentation at the half. Now we check in with Dave Hansen, who has our scoring plays from that first half. Dave Hansen.
Just one scoring play in the first quarter, and it came just 2 minutes into the first quarter. Ethan Lemke strolls in from 20 yards away. Ubly takes the early 8-0 lead in the second quarter. More of the same. Ethan Lemke finds his way into the end zone, this time from 44 yards out. Two-point conversion, no good. 14-0, Ubly leads. Connor Gettle and USA Patriots respond with a 2-yard touchdown of his own. 2-point conversion was no good. That was with the 356 mark. 14-6, Ubly leads USA. And before the half is done, 2 minutes and 19 to go, Ethan Lemke strolls in again, this time from 5 yards out. And that would be the final score of the first half. Ubly leads USA in USA 20-6.
when we take a look at the stats on both sides of the ball, for the Ubley Bearcats, they have a total of 178 yards of offense versus USA's 140. 29 plays rushing the ball for the Patriots with 112 yards. Ubley has not passed the ball. All 17 plays, 178 yards. But some quick math there, Dave. They're averaging over 10 yards a rush.
They sure are. Pretty easy math, though. But it's been an exciting first half for the Bearcats offense. Just one poor drive. The rest of them have led to Ethan Lemke touchdown runs.
When you take a look at it, Ethan Lemke leading the way with 7 carries, 114 yards, and 3 scores for Mr. Lemke, number 10. Then William Spicer, 5 carries, 51 yards. Casey Sweeney at quarterback, 4 carries, 9 yards total. And Shane Ozentoski, 1 carry for 4 yards. For the USA Patriots, they are led by Connor Gettle, the sophomore, number 45. Just a mean carrying machine there. 14 carries, 70 yards, and the 1 score for the Patriots. Following that, then, some pretty small numbers. Cody Pulaski, 5 carries, 13 yards. Matthew Harrison, 2 carries for 10 yards. And then Nash Morton and Chase Suber, each with 8 yards. Nash Morton on 2 carries, Chase Suber with 3 carries. And Landon Zimmer, 4 carries for 6 yards altogether. Landon Zimmer through the air, 1-for-3 for 25 yards, which was a completion to Jeremiah Yon, which set up that scoring touchdown. I do believe that was that same drive.
Yes, it was.
And so, but Dave, the interesting thing about this, you know, it's a 14-point game, just 2 possessions. USA has time of possession nearly by 6 minutes. 9 minutes, 4 seconds, time of possession for the Bearcats. 14 minutes, 56 seconds for the USA Patriots.
Yeah, but only averaging about 3 and change per play, where the Bearcats, as you mentioned, averaging 10 yards a play. So that's the difference, is you're seeing Ubley's offense being very high-powered. I know it's not something we always use, but they've had some big explosive plays. Ethan Lemke, it feels like he's had the ball all night. He's only touched it 7 times. You know, so, but when he's had the ball, he's been electric. He's been exciting. He's had some big runs. And in the second quarter, you've seen William Spicer show up with a couple big runs of his own. But I'm still waiting to see who's going to help them out. As you see, you know, Lemke and Spicer carry the load. Casey Sweeney not able to escape and sneak in that nice play when they need it. Is Shane Ozentoski going to be the guy, or are we going to see somebody else get a couple carries? But for now, it's been Lemke and Spicer, 1A, 1B, and that's what USA has got to focus on. The other side of the ball, you look at USA, there's had 7 different guys run the football. That's making them more difficult for the Bearcat defense to follow. Obviously, you know, you're going to have an extra guy following Connor Gettle. He's had 14 carries. I think the rest of the team probably only has 14 carries, but it's been 6 different guys trying. He's trying to find somebody to help out Connor Gettle with the running game, but it ended up being a play-action pass by Landon Zimmer. Don't be surprised. They dialed up 3 pass plays in the first half. Don't be surprised if that number is matched, if not doubled, in the second half. The defensive backs of Ubley want to come up and help make tackles. They're very physical, but they need to be disciplined. Casey Sweeney got beat on that play, and Spicer got beat on a play earlier where the ball was just a little bit overthrown. A couple big plays possible for USA. Won't be surprised if Coach Hahn tries to pick on those defensive backs that are being a little over aggressive.
When you take a look at other area scores in this area at halftime, the tightest score, Reese and Marlette going head to head. Marlette anticipating a little bit better season this year, and they are actually tied at halftime with Reese 7-7 in that ball game. And then Harbor Beach leads the Bannex Hatchets 21-0 at the half as well. So not much surprising there, but it looks like Harbor Beach looks like they've got a kicker on their staff.
Sure does. 2-for-3 on extra points. They've had 2 passing touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown. Devin Finkel, credit for that one. Mason Yon has caught 2 touchdown passes. Michael Anderson looks like he's settling in that quarterback role very nicely for Harbor Beach. As for Marlette and Reese, 2 teams very down last year, hearing positive things from their camps, wondering which one of those teams would get out of the gates with an early win. And I still believe, Clark, one of those 2 teams, Marlette or Reese, I think definitely winning this game gives them a solid chance to win 5 or 6 games. You got to like their odds against the rest of the field outside of Lakers, Cass City, and Harbor Beach, Ubley, respectively, in their conferences. But there is an opportunity for that 3rd team that we couldn't find on Wednesday night from either conference to slide in there with 5 or 6 wins. Could it be Marlette? Could it be Reese?